Soon, your phone could be your password. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Kimberly Adams. Using passwords as a way to prove your identity online, although ubiquitous, has several downsides. People forget them, and if they aren't strong enough, criminals can guess passwords. But attempts over the years to move away from them have struggled to catch on. So last week, Apple, Google, and Microsoft announced plans to work together, expanding support for a passwordless authentication system for all their various browser services and devices. And the cross-platform collaboration is expected to start rolling out over the next year. The companies say they will support what are called the FIDO protocols, FIDO stands for Fast Identity Online, across their most commonly used products. Kim Zetter is a cybersecurity journalist and author, and I asked her to explain how this particular type of authentication works.
The way it would work is it would essentially replace your password with your phone so that instead of having to type in a password into a website form or an application form, you would authenticate yourself using what's known as a passkey inside your phone that's stored inside your phone securely.
Now, some people do a version of this already, right?
Yes. So Microsoft offers it for its users, I think, since about 2018. And there are millions of people who already use that to sign into Microsoft services. Google offered it, I think, beginning in around 2020 to get into your Gmail and things like that. So there are people who are already sort of familiar with this. The new innovation here is that you will be able to use sort of a single device for everything across platforms. So you would be able to use your Apple Watch in order to sign into, you know, a Google Chrome browser on your Microsoft Windows laptop.
Ah, the mystical interoperability standards.
Yes. I mean, it's all depending on how it all gets implemented, and it remains to be seen how seamless this all will be. We'll see it as these companies roll it out over the next year. And it's very theoretical at this point, but it's promising.
What is the key step here that serves as what we think of now as the password, the identifying factor that really proves it's you and not somebody else?
The difference here is that when you set up an account, you don't use a password. You use your device, your phone. It will communicate with the website and it will generate what's called a private key and a public key. The public key gets distributed to that website and the website will hold on to that public key. When you then want to sign into your account, the public key on that website will reach out to the private key on the phone and the private key will respond that it is you and it will then do the authentication and it will log you right in. All you would have to do as a user at that point is when you want to sign into that web account or to an application, you will simply authenticate yourself to your phone itself. So you're authenticating locally. You're not authenticating directly to the website by simply typing in the PIN to unlock your device or using facial recognition or fingerprint, however you normally unlock your phone. That's all you'll be required to do at that point.
This seems to require quite heavily on a smartphone. What happens if you don't have one?
Passwords won't go away for that reason, because not everyone has a mobile phone. This will be an alternative that hopefully people who do have mobile phones will migrate to. But, you know, for people who don't have these devices, they'll still be able to use passwords. The onus here is going to be on the website developers and application developers to implement the passwordless solution inside their systems so that users who want to use the passwordless scheme can do so.
It feels like that might create sort of two versions of online security, the people who have smartphones and have access to this sort of higher grade of secure passwords or passwordless interactions, and then everybody else.
You could look at it that way, but you could also look at it as it actually reduces drastically the potential threat vector or the threat landscape. Currently, about 80% of hacks occur through either weak passwords or easily guessed passwords or stolen passwords. And so if you can reduce that down to, you know, even let's say 40% or 30%, you're going to reduce the number of hacking attempts we have. I mean, phishing attempts is one of the primary ways that hackers get in, not only to your bank account, but also nation state actors getting into government systems, getting into corporate systems. So it really is, it's attempting to reduce what now is a huge security problem. And it won't eliminate it entirely, but the goal here is to really drastically reduce that landscape.
Kim Zetter is a cybersecurity journalist and author of the book Countdown to Zero Day, Stuxnet and the Launch of the World's First Digital Weapon. And now for some related links. The formal announcement from the FIDO Alliance, Microsoft, Apple, and Google has many more details on how this new system will work, including a white paper and a video explainer. We'll have links to those on our website, marketplacetech.org. The Verge has more coverage of the announcement, which came last week on World Password Day. Kind of ironic, given the whole point is to eliminate passwords, but whatever. We'll also link to a 2014 Verge article about other failed attempts to kill the password. But there's a reason the tech industry keeps trying. The news site IT Pro Today reported on the SpyCloud 2020 Identity Exposure Report, which found that 70% of breached passwords are still in use, which means a lot of us still have terrible password hygiene. I'm Kimberly Adams, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.